6. Geology. Listen to a lecture in a geology class and fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Moving on. Let's talk about the Hawaiian Islands, and more specifically, how they were formed. To begin, there are specific locations on the Earth's surface called hotspots. These hotspots are areas that experience long periods of volcanic activity. One of these hotspots is located in the Pacific Ocean, underneath the Hawaiian chain of islands. Here is how the Hawaiian hotspot works. First, a stream of hot lava from underneath the Earth erupts onto the ocean floor. Then the lava cools, and as it cools, it hardens into rock. Eventually, this rock forms volcanoes. Now, as lava keeps erupting, a larger and larger volcano is produced until finally, the volcano forms an island. Now, the last step is a bit more complicated. You already know that the outer layer of the Earth is broken up into large segments called plates. These plates move a few centimeters each year. But the Hawaiian hotspot, it never moves. It stays in the same place forever. But the plate above the hotspot, which has the islands on it, that does move. It moves right over that hotspot. So basically, the islands move. Meanwhile, the hotspot keeps spewing out lava. So once one island has moved, the hotspot begins to create another island. Hence, we get a chain of islands like the Hawaiian island chain. Now, how many of you know where the Midway Islands are? Well, they're about 2,090 miles from Hawaii. Today, that is. You see, they used to be in the spot the Hawaiian Islands are in now. But the plates moved and moved and moved, and now they're over 2,000 miles from where they started.
1. What does the professor say about the Hawaiian hotspot? Two, what role does a plate play in the formation of the Hawaiian Islands? Three, what does the professor mention about the Midway Islands?